The Ugly Sister by Jane Fallon.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Genetics is a strange science. It's imprecise. A jumble of random combinations that make a unique whole. It's basically a lottery. So you can inherit the beautiful turned-up nose of your mother, but the fact that it's so big it takes up half your face from your paternal grandfather. Or your long legs from one side, but their tree-trunk-like appearance from the opposite. Or sometimes, cruelly, one sibling can inherit all the available beauty, leaving nothing for the other except the cast-off bits that didn't quite make the grade. It's as if there's only so much good stuff to go round. Or at least that's how it's always seemed to Abby. But then you could say her perspective is a little warped. It's a subject that's close to her heart, one that preoccupies her from time to time, the unfairness of it. The way that your inherited characteristics can determine the course of your whole life. Or to be more exact, the way someone who shares more than their fair share of DNA with you can have such a different experience of the world, simply because of the few small dissimilarities in the chain. She knows, too, that the universe always appears to be a different place to siblings, just by virtue of their place in line. The oldest, used to being the entire focus of their parents' adoration for as many years as they remain alone, entitled and imperious, convinced the planets revolve around them. The younger, destined to grow up in the shadows, eager to please, aware that their very arrival has destroyed...